Hello and welcome to lesson 7. This is the law of reflection. And this lesson is about the fact that the universe acts as a mirror to us at all times. The people and situations that we see and encounter in our life are a reflection of aspects of us. Now that can sometimes be something that takes a little bit of time to get your head around, especially if you're seeing things that you don't particularly like. Because this is about looking honestly at what the universe is sending you in terms of reflections for you to work on within yourself. Now, when I first heard about the law of reflection, my personality and my ego didn't like it one bit because I didn't need the law of reflection because I was fantastic. But actually, when I stepped back from that and when I accepted that life actually is a mirror and that we attract in like for like frequencies. So when something is on your radar, it's because something within you has attracted it, okay? And there's a reflection going on that I actually started to make far more progress. So reflections can be subtle or they can hit you in the face. And I always think that if a reflection's coming your way, and it's something, it's usually something, if it's a reflection, that there's no way you can't see it. You definitely notice it, unless it's a subtle reflection that repeats in different scenarios with different people over time. The more emotionally charged a reflection is, usually the bigger message it's got for you, because it's very important for your progress, or it's something that the universe has tried to bring to your attention before and you've missed it. So if someone is displaying something that you find particularly irritating, upsetting, or that you're drawn to see and you find it, you know, really incongruent with what you believe and who you are, especially if this repeats with different people in different circumstances, it might be that there's a reflection coming up for you about your stuff, about stuff that you can work on in order for you to grow. And sometimes a reflection isn't exact. Sometimes there's an aspect or a hint of something, and this is where you need to be honest and to maybe do some meditation about this and some introspection, have some quiet contemplation time, and really look at what it is that the universe is trying to show you, because life is a mirror. And embrace this. Don't get all egotistical like I did about it initially and start thinking, well, that's not me, that can't be me, that's not a part of me, that's selfish, like they're being selfish. Don't go into that. Instead, step back and think, that's interesting, that's a really valuable reflection. Where in my life am I possibly being selfish? Where am I not considering others, and where could I have more empathy and compassion for other people, for example? Now, a really good way of working with the law of reflection is for you to consider your life as being a play. Your life is a play on the stage of the earth, and this is all about creating a metaphor to help you work with the law of reflection. Think of it this way, and think of each of the players, each of the actors who are in that play that are going to come into your life. For we say reason, season, or lifetime, don't we? It could be an act in a play, or it might be the whole play. Have a think about the people that are in your life and the stuff that they're bringing you in terms of reflections. Because the people who are in your life, your nearest and dearest especially, are the people who are really going to hold the mirror up and make you look at yourself. And it's uncomfortable. It makes you squirm, it makes you think, that's not me, that can't be me, I don't go on like that. And there's always the feeling of you don't want to take responsibility for it, you don't want to acknowledge that that reflection's got anything to do with you, but that's just ego, so that's okay. You are not your ego, and you are not your mind, and you are not your personality. They are aspects of you, but they are not who you are. So you can forgive yourself for that and just sidestep it and observe and look at the actors in your life. Look at the people, the souls who are being brought into your life, who may be part of your soul group and you may have soul contracts with, that you are going to help to evolve and to grow and expand your consciousness based on some of the lessons that you're going to share. So see them as players on the stage of your life, and see the reflections that people give you as gifts. Gifts for you to find out what's going on with you and how you're sabotaging your own growth, and how you can look at those gifts, work with those aspects of yourself in order to heal, in order to forgive, in order to be able to bring shadow parts of you into the light, whatever it is, whatever the reflection is, take that on board and work with it as a gift, and allow yourself to start working with the law of reflection so that you yourself can grow. So what is life showing you about you? What reflections are you getting? And you'll get reflections over and over and over again if it's something that the universe wants to bring to your attention. And it may be that something is coming up for you because you've asked for something else. So for example, you might have asked for a new career or a new job, and you might be cosmic ordering like crazy this opportunity, that this great job that you want. And the universe may have heard that, but the universe may also know that in order to get what you want, you really need to develop more patience. So it's going to send you loads of reflections in the people that are around you of impatience, so that you can start to realize that you need to develop that as a trait in order to get what you want. So that could be something that's going on as well. It could be that the universe has heard your big idea, or your calling, or your cosmic order, and it's sending you things, little hints, little reflections of what you need to do as a person in order to get yourself ready to answer that calling. And that could be what's going on. So be open to that. Remember lesson one, be open to possibility. And look at what you need to do for you based on the reflections that you are receiving from the universe and from life and from other people. And don't go into your ego about it and think, it's not me, that's got nothing to do with me. Because if it didn't have anything to do with you, then it wouldn't be coming up in your experience through law of attraction. So that's law of reflection, and I hope you found that interesting, and I'll be back with more. Thank you.